My name is Claire, and I am here with Nan. It's March 3rd, 2006, and we're just going to have a conversation here. Nan, can you tell me a little bit about your family?
Well, I am an only child. I am considered, but my mother and father had me late in their life. They were 40, in their 40s, when they had me. So I didn't have the honor of having a brother or sister. And I always said, if I had children, I would have more than one. I didn't really mean to have four. But, and I've been very blessed with good parents. My mother and father both was Christian people, very Christian people. And I was raised in a Christian home. So,
what year were you born?
1939.
And you were born here in Rossburg?
Yes.
Can you tell me about a little bit about your life growing up here in Rossburg?
Well, I was born here on right where the is. The tree still stands, but this was the property. And as I remember growing up, I was very blessed to have a cousin, Joy, that and family that I could play and be around and learn who they are. But being an only child, I enjoyed outdoors. I love the outdoors and all the beauty, and especially with my dad working. He was a carpenter, and we lived very, very good to some people in the area. He farmed a lot, and I was with him out in fields here on and enjoyed. He was had syrup cane fields, and we enjoyed that, watching the syrup come out of while the horses went around and around. He used to have a word for it, but I can't think of it right now. But really, I grew up with, like I say, my cousin. My aunt had to work all the time, and so Joy and I kind of grew up together here on as I started. Of course, they didn't have a kindergarten, so we started first grade, and it was on my MOSA, and I would walk up to Lebanon Church, and Jim lived here, and then her cousin was on down the street, and we walked up to the corner every day and caught the school bus. That was after I was out of the first grade. My mother thought I was too young to walk and kept the car, and I was always so ill on the days that it would rain that we couldn't walk together. I enjoyed that. But we raised most of our food. My dad would raise pigs, or a pig, and we had, he called it a shed out in the back. And he would, they called it hog killing. And on hog killing day, I just thought it was terrible. We'd hang the poor pig up, but we had plenty of food to eat, always. And then I barely remember the time that we had rationing books. And we could buy, my mother could buy so much gas and so much sugar and so much food at that time, that I still have my rationing book. She didn't have to use mine all up.